A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. Leaving the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to do something for her. Leaning over her, he rebuked the fever and it left her, and she immediately got up and began to wait on them. At sunset, all those who had friends suffering from diseases of one kind or another brought them to him, and laying his hands on each, he cured them. Devils too came out of many people, howling, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. When daylight came, he left the house and made his way to a lonely place. The crowds went to look for him, and when they had caught up with him, they wanted to prevent him from leaving them. But he answered, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns too, because that is what I was sent to do." And he continued his preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. Oddly enough, there are very few references to Jesus at prayer in the Gospels, and sometimes the reference itself is oblique, like in today's Gospel, where we simply have the reference that Jesus goes off to a lonely place. The timing of these references to Jesus' prayer helps us to gain a deeper insight into what is going on. Here, after the momentous events of that failed sermon in his own place, the preaching, the casting out of demons, the healing of so many people, these momentous introductions to his ministry in Luke's Gospel, Jesus goes off to a quiet place. He also goes off to a quiet place to pray at the Transfiguration, taking his faithful disciples with him. He also goes off to a quiet place in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. The beginning, the middle, and the end of Jesus' ministry is marked with references to his seeking solitude to be before his Father in a particular way. This establishes a rhythm to his life. Jesus has a rhythm of prayer, which is implied by these references taking place as they do at these significant moments in Jesus' life of ministry. There's a difference between a rhythm and a schedule. We often schedule prayer. It doesn't arise from the natural rhythm of our lives, like the rhythm of our heartbeat or the rhythm of our breathing. For me, as a religious, this is a particular danger because our prayer is scheduled. We have our morning prayer, we have our evening prayer, midday prayer, night prayer, all scheduled. And so I watch the clock to be able to fit things into my schedule, going to the chapel, returning from the chapel. The best would be if the schedule is really an expression of the rhythm of prayer. Like the rhythm of the night sky, the rhythms of nature, the rhythms of the ocean, arising from who we are, as it does in Jesus' life. As Son of God, there is a rhythm of prayer, not a schedule, a rhythm of seeking that deeper and more profound relationship, that more profound belonging, that deeper energizing for the sake of others. A rhythm of prayer is what we are challenged to look towards in today's readings for our own lives. A rhythm that allows us to nurture others as children of God through our baptism, and through the thirst that lies within us to enter this rhythm which gives life to others. a rhythm which can face even the darkness of the Garden of Gethsemane and the shadow of the cross, with a humble confidence that beyond it all lies glory, not just for me, but for those around me, for those who are a part of my life, for those who are a part of the rhythm of relationship with God, which I establish. Our lives are about schedules in this modern world of finding and making time. The truth is, we should seek the rhythm that breathes life into all things. Amen.